It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Folks will sometimes dismiss the phrase "you know" as meaningless, but it's doing more conversational work than we might expect.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
I am guilty of you know.
We all are. It's a phrase we're all using. And for the most part, we're not noticing that we're using it unless somebody starts to use it a lot. And like any part of language, if someone overuses it, we're going to start to notice it. And then, you know, has trouble doing its conversational work.
But it has a purpose.
It does have a purpose. So these little words or phrases that sit at the margins of discourse and help to organize it are something that linguists call discourse markers. And you know and I mean are two very common ones. So they can help to signal to a listener what's about to happen in the conversation. For example, we can use you know as a way to introduce a story. So we can say, you know, when I was a kid, and that you know says I'm about to tell a story. We can also use you know as a way to establish solidarity with our audience. And I think that's one of its really useful functions. And I found this example in a database online from Spoken Language where someone says, it's a hard thing because, you know, it's like your kid. And you can see as the person saying that, you know, it's like your kid,
right,
where they're establishing a relationship with the people they're talking to.
But it's easy to fall into the, you know, too much land really quickly, isn't it?
It is. And that's when you know can no longer function as a subtle organizational cue because your listeners will start noticing it. One other thing that you know can do is signal that you're done with your turn. When you think about conversations, one of the tricky things is taking turns. When do I know that you're done speaking? When do you know that I'm done speaking? One is I just stop talking and we sit there in silence and then you think maybe it's my turn. Another is that I can end my turn with you know. So I can say something like, and then we just stopped talking, you know?
I just thought it was when I interrupted you, that apparently that's not the case.
That's one other way we can take turns.
Yeah. And another big one that we use all the time is I mean.
Yes. And I mean is one of the ways that we signal an adjustment. So if I need to adjust something I've just said, I can say, I would never do that. I mean, if it was an emergency, I might. But where that I mean says I'm going to adjust. In that way, if I use it at the beginning of a response to you, it can, I think, minimize a disagreement. You say something and I say, I mean, there's a reason for that, as a way to say, I'm just adjusting what you're saying, not really disagreeing, just adjusting.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I think our time's over.
Well, you know, it's been great to see you.
Thanks, Anne.
Bye, Rena.